Sudden Puff of Glittering Smoke, and other stories. Written by Anne Fine and read by Nigel Planer.
A Sudden Puff of Glittering Smoke. Chapter 1. Jeannie sat at her desk, twisting the ring on her finger, round and round. The ring was bothering her terribly. It was so tight she couldn't get it off. She'd only found it a couple of hours before, glinting so brightly in the gutter she was astonished no one else had noticed it. She'd picked it up and looked around, wondering what to do. Then when the school bell rang, she'd pushed it hastily onto a finger and run the last few yards into the playground. But in her hurry, she'd shoved it onto the wrong finger. Now she'd been struggling with it all through register.
"Call out your name if you are having a school dinner today,"
ordered Mr. Piper.
"David, Asher, William, Jeannie."
As she called out her name, she couldn't help giving the ring another little twist. There was a sudden puff of glittering smoke, and the ring was spinning on the desk in front of her. Jeannie drew her hand away smartly and stared in wonder. Before her eyes, the smoke turned to a column of glistening fog, then formed a spinning ball, then took slowly, slowly, a strange and ancient shape. It was a genie. No doubt about it, he was no taller than her pencil, and mist still curled around him, but he looked like every genie she'd ever seen in books. A little fat in the belly, with a silk bodice and billowing pantaloons that looked for all the world as if they'd been woven from silver shifting mists. Tiny stars winked all over them, and they were held up by a belt of pure gold. On his feet were the tiniest curly slippers with pointed ends. Folding his arms, the genie bowed low.
"Greetings," he said.
Jeannie just stared, scarcely believing what she saw. She gave herself a little shake and looked around the classroom. But nobody else seemed to have noticed this odd little creature standing in a pool of mist on her desk. Extraordinary. Was she dreaming? Was it possible? Had some old magic come her way?
"Who are you?"
she whispered.
"I am the genie of the ring,"
the small apparition with the folded arms declared.
"You called me."
"I called you?"
"Genie, you called."
"Not genie, genie." The creature shrugged.
"One little mistake," he said. "Even a genie gets rusty after 500 years stuck in a ring."
500 years? Jeannie was horrified. She felt sorry enough for herself stuck in the classroom all day. But 500 years stuck in a ring. The genie, however, simply waved a hand, lightly dismissing whole lifetimes left unlived.
"Where hope is lost, patience must reign. In the end, there will always be someone."
"And it was me! So now you're mine!" The genie looked her up and down coolly and raised his eyebrows. Jeannie blushed. She wished she'd taken the trouble that morning to put on something fancier than her plain shirt and faded jeans. To judge from the shimmering finery that the genie wore, he'd been used to far better days in far richer places. But it wasn't her clothes he was noticing, but her bad manners.
"You do not own me," he corrected her sternly. "I serve the ring. It just so happens that you were wearing it."
Now Jeannie blushed even more deeply. It was the genie's turn to feel sorry for her.
"Put on the ring," he told her more gently. "It would be such a shame to lose it now."
Obediently, Jeannie picked up the ring from where it still lay in a little cloud of vapour. She slipped it on, and it felt chilly to the touch. She chose a better finger for it this time. It fitted more comfortably than before. The genie looked up at her, towering over him.
"And now," he said, "your wish is my wish."